Morning.
早上好.
Dacha how? I know that one. Mr. Marvin taught me that one.
Marvin教我这句中文.
So the passage that we just read is one of the most well-known passages in the entirety of the scriptures.
刚才我们读到那段经文，大概是圣经里面最著名的一段经节.
And rightfully so, because it's a very succinct expression of God's love for the world.
但也应该如此, 因为它非常简洁地表达了神和世界的关系。
And it's very comforting to know that despite the world's rebellion against God, that God is still interested and capable of having a relationship with the world.
并且呢，这对我们是一个很大的安慰，因为知道虽然这个世界远离他，但是他并没有无力或者无意与我们建立一个个人的关系。
So, I once took advantage of an $11 annual subscription to National Geographic magazine.
我曾经以11块钱一年的优惠价格订阅了国家地理杂志。
And at less than $1 per issue, it was a really great deal, considering that if you go into a Walgreens or any other store and you seek to buy one issue of National Geographic, you're probably going to pay $5 or $6.
那每期还不到1块钱, 这很划算。 如果你去Walgreens或其他地方买的话, 可能一本就要好几块钱。
It was a trial offer. They wanted to get me hooked on reading the magazine so that then they could get me to resubscribe at the regular subscription price of $40 or $50, whatever it was.
所以这当然这是一个试用的优惠，它的目的是让我着迷。所以接下来呢，我会用每年40块钱的正常价格来续订。
Later on, well, so I decided not to resubscribe.
当然我拒绝了续订。
But later on, I received what initially appeared to be a very personal letter from the president and CEO of National Geographic magazine.
但是不久之后呢，我收到一封乍一看呢非常私人的信件，这是国家地理杂志的CEO寄来的。
And in this letter, he described me as a very well-educated, well-informed, globally conscientious kind of person who would want to resubscribe to National Geographic magazine. I thought, man, this guy really knows me.
Yeah. 那在信中呢，CEO把我描述成一个经过受过非常好的教育、很有知识，然后又具有全球视野的人，然后这让我觉得就一定会从这个国家地理杂志里面获益良多。
No shortage of flattery in this letter.
但这封信里面一点也不吝惜溢美之词。
Now the point was that he was attempting to make is that they knew me and that I was a good fit for National Geographic magazine.
这封信的重点呢，是他们都非常了解我，并且呢，我非常适合国家地理杂志。
The problem was this personal letter was addressed to Health Herbert.
但问题是呢，这封信是写给 Health Herbert.
My name is Heath Hebert.
我的名字是Heath Hebert.
So the guy didn't even really know my name, and yet he wrote me a very personal letter.
So 那个人根本就不知道我的名字，他却给我写了一封非常个人的信件。
My point to this story is this is what it looks like whenever the world tries to be personal.
那我的重点是呢，这就是这个世界试图给你一个个人化的信息的时候，那大概就是这个样子。
The Apostle John, he tells us that whenever God wants to be personal, that he sends his one and only son into the world.
那使徒约翰告诉我们，当神希望和这个世界建立一个个人的关系的时候，他差遣他的独生子来到这个世界上。
This tells us a lot about God and his relationship with the world.
那这告诉我们很多关于神，关于他和这个世界关系的事情。
Now this morning I want to speak with you about God's message to the world, about God's means of communicating that message to the world and his motivation for communicating that message to the world.
那今天呢，我将给大家分享神给这个世界的信息，他传递这个信息的方式，并且呢，他传递这个信息的用意。
So God's message, God's means, and God's motivation.
所以神的信息、神的方式、神的用意。
God's message to the world is, I love you.
神的信息、神对这个世界的信息是我爱你。
We should be somewhat taken back by this message.
我们多少都应该为这个信息感到惊讶。
A couple weeks back, I was walking through my neighborhood, and there was a little girl playing in her front yard with her brother and her mom.
几个礼拜之前呢，我在我的小区里面散步，然后这有一个小女孩和她的兄弟、她的母亲在他们的前院里面玩耍。
And she looked at me, she waved.
那她看见我了，向我招手。
And I waved back to her.
那我也向她招手。
And then as I was walking by.
那当我走开的时候呢
？She yelled out, "I love you."
她向我喊，我爱你。
Now, I've seen this girl before, but I don't know her. I don't even know her name.
那我之前见过这个女孩，但是我并不认识她，我也不知道她的名字。
She certainly doesn't know me.
她应该也不认识我。
And so I was a little bit taken back by this girl's profession of love for me.
那一开始我对这个小女孩向我表达爱是非常的惊讶。
But we should be also taken back by this message of God's love for the world.
那我们同样也应该对神对世界的爱感到惊讶。
It's not as if the world is really all that lovable.
那并不说这个世界有多么的可爱。
I think we'll understand John's message if we understand how he is using this word world.
那如果我们更多的了解约翰怎么用这个词世界这个词之后，我们会更多的理解为什么世界并不可爱。
Now many will mistakenly take this passage to be expressing God's love for the entirety of the world as if he's using the word world to describe the aggregate of all that exists.
那很多人把这一段经节错误的理解为神对这个作为物质存在的整个世界的爱。
And the word world, the Greek word cosmos, is often used in this sense.
但世界这个词在希腊语中是 cosmos, 确实也可以这样理解。
So, for instance, the Apostle Paul, he tells the Athenian philosophers that God made the world and all that is in it.
那比方说使徒保罗曾经对雅典的哲学家们说，上帝创造了这个世界，并且这个世界中的一切。
And this is absolutely true. The world and everything within it, whether it be material or immaterial, is God's creation and it belongs to God.
这当然是正确的。那所有的存在，包括物质的、非物质的，确实都是神的创造，并且呢也属于神。
But John is using this word world in a different sense.
但是使徒约翰用这个词的时候，它有不同的含义。John is using it, the word figuratively, and he's describing the world in its rebellion against God. 那当约翰用这个词的时候，他更多的是比喻性的，他是在表示这样一个悖逆神的世界体系。
John is using this word to describe a world that is evil, that is out of sorts, and that is opposed to God's authority.
那约翰用这个词的时候，他是在表达一个恶的、一个没有秩序的，并且一个悖逆神的一个世界。
It is a world that is estranged from its maker.
那这个世界它远离了它的造物主。
A clear example of the way that John uses the word world here in this passage is also given to us in John chapter 7, same gospel, when Jesus tells his disciples that the world hates him because its works are evil.
那一个更清晰的例子去表明约翰用这个词的用意呢，是在同一本书后面的第七章。那约翰讲到这个词的时候是说耶稣说这个世界恨我。
The point is that the world as John is describing it here, it hates God, and therefore God's love for the world is not based upon the world's lovability.
那重点是当约翰用世界这个词的时候，那他是表明世界是恨恶神的。 那神爱这个世界并不是出于这个世界有多么的可爱。
God's love for the world is based upon His essence, His nature.
神爱这个世界是源自于他的本质，是他爱的本性。
1 John 4:16, God is love.
约翰一书四章十六节说，神就是爱。
And this attribute of love can no more be separated from God than sunlight can be separated from the sun.
那这个爱不能从神分开，就像光不能和太阳分开一样。
Love, it emanates from God's very being in the same way that sunlight radiates or emanates from the sun.
神自己散发出爱，就像太阳散发出光一样。
So God's love is free, it is unbound, and it is conditioned upon nothing other than God's sovereign will.
那神的爱是不受约束的，它是无条件的，只源于他自己纯全的旨意。
And so, unconditional love is really the only kind of love that benefits a sinful and rebellious world.
那无条件的爱是唯一一种可以对这个罪恶悖逆的世界有所帮助的爱。
A love that would be based upon a friendship or some sort of mutuality wouldn't benefit God's enemies.
那如果是以友情或者相互关系为前提的爱的话，对神的敌人并没有帮助。
And brothers and sisters, we were all at one time enemies of God.
那弟兄姊妹们，我们曾经也是神的敌人。
Because we were all at one time taking our place in a world that is in rebellion against God.
因为曾几何时，我们也都在这样一个堕落的与神为敌的世界里面有份。
The Apostle James tells us that to seek friendship with the world is to be at enmity with God. Friendship with the world is to be an enemy of God.
那雅各说，与世界为友的，就是与神为敌了。
And so we've all, collectively, each one of us, personally and collectively, we've contributed to the world's rebellion against God.
所以我们每一个人，我们曾经都积极地参与了这个世界对神的悖逆。
Think about it like this, Christ didn't die for saints, Christ died for sinners.
但记得，基督并不是为了圣徒而死的，而是为我们这些罪人而死的。
And this brings us to our second point.
这让我们来到我们的第二点。
God's means for communicating His message of love to the world is His one and only Son.
那神向世人传递他爱的信息的方式是通过他的独生子。
He expresses His love for the world through the sending of His Son.
那他借着差遣他的独生子来表达他对这个世界的爱。
Jesus is the expression of God's love for the world.
耶稣就是神对世界爱的表达。
Jesus was sent into the world to express God's love for the world.
耶稣被差遣来到这个世界上，就是为了表达神对这个世界的爱。
Jesus was commissioned by God to tell and to show sinners that God desires to be reconciled with a world that is in rebellion against Him.
那神给耶稣的使命就是告诉我们这些罪人 这些罪人、这些悖逆神的人，神想要与我们和好。
The gospel is God's message of peace and reconciliation to a rebellious world.
那福音就是神对这一个悖逆的世界一个和平和和好的信息。
Just as JesusDispatched his apostles out into the world with the message of the gospel, so God dispatched Jesus with the message of the gospel to the world.
就像耶稣差遣他的使徒去向世界传福音一样，神也差遣了耶稣。
The difference, though, is that the apostles were authorized representatives of Jesus.
但这个区别在于这些使徒可以说是耶稣的授权代表。
They went out in the name of Jesus.
他们被差遣出去是奉了耶稣的名。
But Jesus shares in the very name of God.
但是耶稣则与神同为一名。
Consider this, whenever we baptize someone in the name of God, singular,
那回想我们当我们给人施洗的时候，我们是奉神的名，那这个名是个单数。
That name is the name of the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
我们奉的是三位一体真神的名，奉父、子、圣灵的名。
One name, one God.
同一个名，同一个神。
So Jesus is the exact expression of God's nature because he himself is God.
所以耶稣是神对于世界爱的表达，因为他自己就是神。
And this makes sense whenever we consider that in the Gospel of John, he also describes Jesus as the eternal Word of God.
这也可以理解，因为我们读到约翰福音里面，约翰把耶稣描述为这与神同在的道。
In the first chapter of John's Gospel, he tells us that Jesus is the Word of God who was with God in the beginning and by whom all things were made.
在约翰福音第一章，他说耶稣是这太初与神同在的道，并且万物也都是借着他造的。
Now, I believe that a helpful analogy for understanding God's relationship to his eternal word is an analogy that was used by the church father Augustine.
那我相信有一个能类比能够帮助我们理解神和他的道的关系，那这是早期教父奥古斯丁所使用的。
So right now, I have a word that is with me. It is a word that is in my mind.
那现在呢，我有一句话或者是一个道与我同在，意思就是说它在我的头脑里。
Now, when I speak that word, which I will do in just a minute,
当我说这句话的时候呢？
When I speak that word that is right now in my mind, that is with me, is going to go out into the world.
那这句话呢，本来是与我同在，在我的头脑里的，但现在它会进到这个世界当中。
And when I speak the word, you're going to know the word that is in my mind and that is with me.
当我说这句话的时候呢，你也会知道这句话是在我的脑海中的。
That word is Chao Bing.
那这句话是小兵。
He's sitting right here in the front. So.
他现在就坐在这里。
But even though the word Chao Bing was in my mind and it was with me, and then you didn't know what that word was until I spoke that word and it went out into the world.
那虽然之前这句话是在我的脑海里的，但是在我说出来之前，你并不知道这句话是什么。
That word still remains with me in my mind.
而其实在我说出来之后呢，这句话其实它也还在我的脑海中。
In the same way that God's word Jesus came into the world as an expression of his mind.
同样的道理，神的话或者说神的道来到这个世界上，那道成肉身成为耶稣。
That word remains unseparated from God.
那即使这个道来到这个世界上，它也和神不能分开。
So, I just thought of this, so I don't know if it's going to translate or not. I hope it translates. If it doesn't, it's okay.
Okay.
So we have an expression in English. We will often say something like, send my love to somebody.
所以在英语里面我们有一个说法就是把我们的爱带给别人。
Yeah, so if I'm with Chao Yun all day at work and then I say, hey, send my love to Hong whenever you get home, it's an expression that he's going to be with Hong later on. I'm not actually going to be physically present with them in their home later on.
那就像比方说我对赵元说，当你回去的时候把我的爱带给你的太太，你的家人。那当他回去和他的太太说转达这句话的时候呢，我并没有就是在肉身上与他同在，但是呢，他把这个信息带给了他。
So it's an expression of love in the absence of actually being there.
所以这是虽然我并没有肉身的与他同在，但这同样是爱的表达。
This is not what God does. And sending his love to the world. He personally comes to the world in the person of Jesus Christ.
但是上帝在表达爱的时候并不是这样的。他在表达爱的时候是真的将耶稣送到我们这里，是肉身与我们同在。
And this love of God that he has for the world is most vividly expressed at the cross of Christ.
而他对这个世界的爱在十字架上是最清晰的表达了。
I mean, what could be a greater expression of God's love for the world than sending his one and only son into the world to die for the world?
那除了把他的独生子送到这个世界上为这个世界而死之外，还有什么更能够表达那神对这个拒绝他的世界的爱呢？
He came into the world to be put to death by a world that hates God.
他来到这个世界上就是为了这个世界而死，而这个世界本来是如此恨恶他的。
But his death is the means of eternal life for sinners. And this brings us to our third and final point.
那他的死是罪人通往永生唯一的方式。这也让我们来到今天的第三点。
God's love or his motivation for sending his one and only son into the world, to die for the world, is to save sinners and to give them eternal life.
那神差遣他独生子来到这个世上的用意是拯救罪人，并且赐给他们永生。
So God has graciously chosen to give his enemies not what they deserve.
那上帝非常有恩典的选择了，并不是给他的仇敌们他们应该得到的，
which is eternal death,
那就是永死。
But he graciously chooses to give us eternal life through the Son.
但是他非常有恩典的给了他们永生，就是借着他的独生子耶稣。
And God is motivated to give sinners like me and you eternal life through the Son because it brings him glory.
他的用意是赦免像你我这样的罪人，因为这样是彰显他荣耀的方式。
It's like the Apostle Paul tells the Ephesians that salvation, redemption, is to the praise of his glorious grace.
就像使徒保罗对以弗所教会人说，使他荣耀的恩典得着称赞。
Now, the world has already been condemned.
那现在这个世界其实已经被定罪了。
And again, by world, I'm talking about the rebellious system that is opposed to God.
那同样的，这里说到世界，我的意思是这个悖逆的世界体系本身。
It's not as if Jesus came into a neutral world. Jesus came into a very hostile world. The world put Jesus to death.
那并不说耶稣来到一个中立的世界，他其实是来到一个有充满敌意的世界，并且这个世界把他钉死在了十字架上。
But Jesus'sPreaching of the kingdom of God and his casting out demons and his healing the sick and even raising the dead, it was an overthrow of the kingdom of darkness and the inauguration of his kingdom of light.
那耶稣的事工呢，包括传讲天国的福音，赶鬼医病，让死人复活，其实这所有的都是推翻一个黑暗的国度，并且建立一个光明的国度。
God has already rendered judgment against the world.
上帝已经给这个世界带来了审判。
And in this particular sense, Jesus came into the world to judge the world for its sin.
特别在这里，耶稣来到这个世界上，就是为了审判世上的罪恶。
But Jesus doesn't divide people along geopolitical or cultural or ethnic lines or any other line other than those who believe and those who don't believe.
但是耶稣并不是按着地缘政治或者是文化种族来区分人，而他区分是信或者不信。
And in due time, Jesus will carry out his judgment against a sinful and rebellious world.
有一天他会他会给这个悖逆的世界带来最终的审判。
And he will bring an end to all rebellion. He will put every enemy beneath his feet. He will vanquish all evil.
有一天他会终结这世界的悖逆，他会战胜仇敌。
And he will establish a kingdom of perfect righteousness and peace and justice upon the earth.
并且在地上建立完全的和平和公义。
This is the vision that the Old Testament prophets would look forward to.
那这是旧约的先知所看到的意象。
This is the vision that Isaiah is seeking to describe whenever he says that The lion and the wolf will lay down with the lamb, and the child will play over the cobra's den.
那这也是先知以赛亚在异象中看到的，那狮子与羊同住，还有对，就是。
It's a world of perfect peace and without violence.
那这是一个这是一个完全的和平，并且没有暴力的世界。
But we should recognize that our default destiny is not eternal life, but eternal death.
但我们需要知道，我们默认的结局并不是永生，而是永死。
I think people often assume that bad people like Hitler and Stalin, and Charles Manson, that these people are going to be the people that God is just going to throw into hell, or they're going to receive the eternal punishment.
那很多时候我们就认为可能那些坏人才会被扔到地狱里面，就像希特勒、斯大林或者查尔斯曼森这样的坏人。
And the assumption is that everybody else that lives relatively good lives will just automatically be forgiven and receive eternal life.
而我们可能会认为其他所有相对还比较好的人，他所犯的错误会自动被原谅，然后就会自动的获得永生。
But this is not the message that Jesus preaches.
但这并不是耶稣所讲的。
Jesus teaches about eternal punishment quite often.
耶稣其实在很多时候都讲了永远的刑罚。
And we don't even need to really leave the immediate context of our passage to see what I'm trying to communicate to you right now.
我们甚至不需要离开，跳出今天这段经文去看见这一点。
Consider this. Why...According to the Apostle John, does God give His one and only Son?
我们想一想这一点。那按照约翰说的，为什么神会差他的独生子来呢？
The answer is so that those who believe will not perish.
答案是让那些信他的人不至灭亡。
So the implication of that is that those who do not put their faith in the Son will perish.
所以言下之意就是，如果我们没有相信的话，我们默认的结局就是灭亡。
The implication is that the default destiny apart from Jesus is to perish.
那言下之意是，就是当我们不认识、不接受耶稣的时候，我们默认的结局就是灭亡。
Now, verses 16 and 17, which is our passage for this morning, is explaining what was previously said in verses 14 and 15.
那今天我们这段经文就约翰福音三章十六到十七节，其实是为了解释前面的十四到十五节。
And there, Jesus says that as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up.
那在这段经文里面，约翰说到，摩西在旷野怎样举蛇，人子也必照样被举起来。
That whoever believes in Him may have eternal life.
叫一切信他的都得永生。
Now, this serpent in the wilderness that Jesus mentions in verses 14 and 15 it's mentioned previously in the Bible in Numbers 21.
这个在旷野举蛇的例子是耶稣引述前面民数记21章的记载。
Many of you have probably heard the story before.
你可能很多人听过这个故事。
As the Israelites were traversing through the wilderness.
当以色列人在旷野漂流的时候
they were grumbling against God and against Moses.
他们跟神跟摩西发怨言。
And so God sent venomous snakes to bite them.
因此神把毒蛇放在他们中间咬他们。
And those who were bit by the venomous snakes were dying.
那些被毒蛇咬伤的人最后死亡。
And so then the people went to Moses and they asked Moses to intercede on their behalf.
后来这些人们来到摩西面前，请摩西为他们求情。
And then Moses prayed to God, and God instructed Moses to fashion a bronze snake and to place it on a pole.
摩西向神求情，那神告诉摩西造一个铜蛇，并把它挂在杆上。
And then anyone who was bit by a venomous snake, who looked at this bronze snake on a pole in faith, they lived.
那凡被咬的一望这铜蛇呢，就必得活。
So if you were bit by a venomous snake, the difference between dying of that that snake bite and living was whether or not you looked upon that bronze snake on that pole in faith.
那对于那些被咬的人，他死和生的关键的区别就在于你是不是抬头仰望这个铜蛇。
So, if you look at the snake, you live. If you don't, you perish.
所以如果你举头看这个铜蛇，你能活下来；如果你不这样做的话，你就会灭亡。
And likewise, just as they had this venomous, or the venom from a snake bite that was in them for which was they were going to die, we all have this venomous sin that is coursing through us.
所以就像当时的人，他们的身体里面有着毒蛇的毒液一样，今天我们每个人里面也有着罪的毒液。
And if we don't look to the Son of Man, who is lifted up on the cross in faith, we likewise will perish.
所以如果我们不仰望那个被钉在十字架上的神的独生子的话，我们同样面临的也是灭亡。
Jesus says, whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already.
耶稣说信他的人不被定罪，不信的人罪已经定了。
He says they are condemned because they have not believed in the name of God's one and only Son.
因为他们罪已经定了，因为他不信神独生子的名。
The difference between life and death is nothing other than faith in Jesus.
所以生和死的区别，仅仅是我们是否相信耶稣。
Now, this message of salvation, it is both exclusive and inclusive.
现在这个救赎的信息，它既是排他的，又是包容的。
It's exclusive in the sense that Jesus is the only way. There is no other way of salvation.
它是排他的，意思是耶稣是唯一的道路，除此之外并没有别的路。
There is no other name under heaven by which men can be saved.
天下人间没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救。
Jesus is the dividing line between those who will live, who will believe and live unto eternal life, and those who will suffer eternal punishment.
耶稣他自己就是那些被赦免进入永生以及被定罪进入永死的人的分界线。
So the gospel is exclusive in that sense, but it's inclusive in the sense that it's for everyone.
那福音在这层意思上它是排他的，但是在另一层意思上又是包容的。那就是这个福音是对所有人的。
The message is whosoever believes.
就是对所有凡信的人。
Not all will believe.
当然不是所有人都会信。
But many will, and it's not our responsibility to concern ourselves about who will believe and who won't believe.
那也有人会信，但这并不是我们的责任去担心谁相信谁不相信。
Our responsibility is to take this message of the gospel to all people without discrimination.
我们的责任是把这个信息一视同仁地传给所有的人。
God loved the world by sending his one and only Son into the world to pay for the penalty of its rebellion.
那上帝爱这个世界，他把他的独生子拆到这个世界上，为我们这些悖逆的人付上了刑罚。
And we are called to be witnesses of God's love.
那我们被召是为了见证神的爱。
And this means that we must first see this act of love, God's love for the world, for ourselves.
那这就意味着我们必须先自己经历神的爱。
And this is really what I've been trying to help you see this morning is God loves you. If you don't get anything else this morning, I hope you understand that God loves you.
这是今天我想对你们讲的，神爱你们。如果你今天没有记得任何事的话，记得这一点，神爱你。
And we need to get clear about God's love for sinners. We need to get clear about this in our minds.
那当我们知道神对罪人的爱的时候，我们的心里面应该知道这一点。
And the reason why is the blind can't lead the blind.
我们应该知道瞎子不能够领瞎子。
Before we can show others the love of God, we must first see it for ourselves.
当我们向别人展现神的爱的时候，我们首先必须要自己先经历神的爱。
We can't show what we can't see ourselves.
我们没有办法向别人展示我们自己所不知道的。
And when we focus on the cross of Christ and we see the love of God expressed for us through the death of His one and only Son, we get clear about how much God loves us.
而当我们关注基督的十字架的时候，我们就清楚地看见了神对世界是多么的爱。
And once we get clear about God's love for us as sinners,
当我们清楚了神对我们这些罪人是多么爱的时候，
when we see that love, then we can turn to the world and we can show that love to the world.
当我们自己经历这个爱的时候，我们才可以转过来把同样的爱带给别人。
This is what it means to be a witness.
所以这就是做见证的意思。
The word is used in a double sense. We must first witness in the sense that we must see ourselves, and then we must witness in the sense that we show what we have seen.
所以做见证它有两层意思。第一层就是我们自己先必须经历，然后第二层才是我们把这个爱展现给别人。
See then show.
那先经历再展现。
And the best way for us to show God's love for the world is to get personal.
并且 向人 展现神的爱最好的办法就是个人的接触。
Not like the CEO of National Geographic Magazine tried to get personal with me, but to really get personal with people.
并不是像之前我说的国家地理杂志的那个 CEO 向我写信的 那种个人的接触，而是真的和他们有个人的接触。
And this means that we need to befriend sinners.
这意味着我们必须要和罪人做朋友。
Now this doesn't mean that we take part in their sin.
那这并不意味着我们参与他们的罪。
There is a sense in which we must be separate from the world if we are going to be of any benefit to the world.
那有些事情我们必须要先让自己和这些事分别出来，我们才能够对对这个世界有所帮助。
But we can be fully engaged with the world without participating in the sin of the world.
但是我们是可以完全的参与到这个世界中，但是并不在它的悖逆上有份。
We don't have to participate in the world's rebellion against God in order to get close to other people.
我们不需要和这个世界一起悖逆神，才能够和人建立关系。
Jesus was a friend of sinners, was he not?
耶稣不也是罪人的朋友吗？
And Jesus didn't participate in the world's sin.
但耶稣却并没有在罪上有份。
And Christians are called to be like Jesus. This is what it means to be a Christian, is to seek to be like Jesus.
而我们基督徒就是蒙召，就是为了让我们像耶稣。那这就是基督徒的意思，跟从学习耶稣的人。
And this means that we will bring the message of God's love and salvation to a world that without Jesus is perishing.
这意味着我们需要把这样神的爱的信息带给这个世界，带给这样一个本该走向灭亡的世界。
It is the love of God that compels us to go to a world and to tell the world that God loves them.
那神的爱催促我们走出去，走向这个世界，告诉人神爱他们。
We must tell the world of the coming judgment and the way of salvation.
我们必须告诉这个世界将来的审判和得救的道路。
And it's God's love that compels me right now to tell you that if you're here this morning and you don't have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, then don't put that off. Don't wait.
那同样的爱也催促我今天向你恳求，如果你还没有相信耶稣的话，那不要再等了。
Hear this message of the gospel that God loves you and that He wants to be reconciled with you and receive it in faith.
你听到这个消息，神想要，神爱你，他想要和你和好。
We have this poison in us called sin. But if we look to Jesus, the Son of Man who was lifted up on a pole in faith, we will be healed of our sin.
我们里面有这样一个毒，它叫做罪。而当我们愿意望向耶稣的时候，那他会赦免我们。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Oh God, we are amazed by your love for this world.
神啊，我们为你对这个世界的爱感到惊奇。
It is an amazing love that you would give your one and only son to a sinful and rebellious world.
这是多么奇妙的爱，你将你的独生子拆到这个悖逆和充满罪恶的世界上。
So that we could be forgiven of our sin, and so that we could be reconciled to you.
让我们可以，我们的罪能够得到赦免，我们可以重新与你和好。
God, we're thankful that while we were your enemies, you sought peace with us.
我们非常的感恩，当我们还是你的仇敌的时候，你却想要与我们建立和平。
And we confess that we have all loved the world and not you.
我们承认，我们都爱这个世界，我们曾经并不爱你。
And the only reason that we love you now is because you first loved us.
而我们今天能够爱你的唯一的原因是因为你先爱了我们。
And we thank you for choosing us.
我感谢你选择了我们。
We thank you for coming to us in the person of your son, for being personal with us.
我们感谢你来到这个世界，道成肉身来到这个世界上与我们建立个人的联系。
And now, O God, we ask that you would help us to beWitnesses of your love to a world that is perishing in its sin.
主啊，我们也求你帮助我们在这个走向灭亡的悖逆的世界里面，能够做你的见证。
Help us to share the gospel with boldness and without fear and in a spirit of love.
帮助我们勇敢的没有惧怕的传讲福音。
And it's in Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.